First, I'm going to begin with a little bit of background about infant mortality. In Mississippi, infant mortality is currently the highest rate in the United States. Is found in Mississippi. The 2011 rate was 9.4 per 1,000 births, compared to a national rate of 6.05 per 1,000. In the literature, it shows that infant mortality has decreased greatly between, well, what I was looking at was from 2005 to 2010. It said it went down 16.1% from 11.46 to 9.62 from 2005 to 2010. Then I thought about it, and I remembered that was the year of Katrina. So the rate was actually elevated in 2005. The previous year was only 9.7. So it really went down from 9.7 in 2004 to 9.62 in 2010, which is a less than 1% decrease. So the state of Mississippi is not a very large state. It has about 2.9 million people, but it's broken up into 82 counties. And some of these counties have less than 2,000 people. And so for that reason, the state has divided it up. Basically, it's geographically divided into 9 different public health districts, and there is a district health office in each of these districts. And so those, they go by district level instead of county level to make the data more accurate. So here is the breakdown of the districts. And the capital is in Jackson in Hinds County in the 5th district, which it actually has the 5 in Hinds. So when I was in Mississippi doing my internship, we discussed how Mississippi is number 1 for infant mortality, but the rates range between the districts. And we didn't really want to know, we wanted to know why, because we weren't sure, which really ties into the healthography and does where you live matter, which it seems to in Mississippi. So I looked at the 2011 infant mortality rates, and they range from 8.2 in District 9 to 14 in District 7, which, if you remember, the national rate is 6.05. So in District 7, it's over 2 times the rate of infant mortality than that of the U.S. So we look at by district of maternal residence as opposed to birth or death, because the tertiary hospital is, there's really only one, and it's in Jackson in District 5, so that would give us skewed rates from that. So for my method, I used a Mississippi 2007 to 2011 linked birth certificate data. 2011, I did this summer, and that was the most recent that was available because it's a birth, we used birth cohort, which covers all births from 2011, so any deaths, the deaths could occur up through December 30th of 2012. And I chose to use singleton infants, as multiples are more likely to result in an infant death than a singleton would be. And data set, there were 1,725 infant deaths. About 200 or so of the records were removed for missing data. So as I said, an infant death, so in this cohort we could have infant death from up to December 30th of 2012, as an infant death is classified as a death that occurs between birth and the first 365 days of life. So the variables that I have included on this presentation are only the variables in the final model, as I used all the variables on the birth certificate, and there were many, probably around 40 when I was first going through it. So the independent variables that ended up that I used were descriptive infant characteristics, birth weight in grams, and significant abnormal conditions of the newborn, which on the Mississippi birth certificate, they have checkboxes for various abnormal conditions of the newborn, and I went through and did odds ratios with each condition and infant death to see if they were significant, and then I made a binary variable, a yes-no, either the infant had none or they had more than one. And I also included descriptive maternal characteristics, including marital status, education level, race, tobacco use, and then I did the same with the obstetric procedures to create that significant obstetric procedure variable and significant complications of labor and delivery. And we also included previous number of live births and district of residence. So For the analysis, I used SAS to do a logistic regression, and the goal was to find an explanatory model where district was not significant, because we wanted to see what other variables besides district could have a part in infant death in Mississippi. So to do this, I first manually removed all of the non-significant variables, as I was taught to never use stepwise selection in SAS, as it's not always accurate. And then after I had determined the main effects for the model, I did end up putting all the variables back to use stepwise to find the interaction terms, because there were, as I said earlier, there were many variables in the original model, and to find the interaction terms would have been very difficult to do by hand. So the results in the final model, as you can see, we were able to find a model where district was not considered to be significant. And the significant variables that were included were tobacco use, birth weight, marital status, education level, race, significant complications of labor and delivery, significant abnormal conditions of the newborn, significant obstetric procedures, and previous number of live births. And as you can see, I have a star next to race and next to significant obstetric procedures, because while those aren't significant as main effects, when I did the stepwise selection, they did come up in several interaction terms that were significant, such as the interaction between race and education, race and birth weight, race and significant complications of labor and delivery. So those were included in the model. And then this is just a stratified analysis of each variable at the different levels with, here we can see the birth weight, marital status, tobacco use, and previous number of live births. Not every level was significant for each variable. As you can see here, really the only protective factor that I guess these two were both protective. So the protective factors were being over 1999 grams, but this is a really high increased risk with the odds ratio, or with the, birth weight of less than 1,500 grams. And similar with education, less than high school degree or less than a high school diploma had a significant increased risk, while graduating from high school and some college was not statistically significant, but 4 or more years of college was. So while the model was statistically significant, the R-squared is only 0.28, so the model only accounts for 28% of the variability between infant mortality and district. So more research is definitely needed to determine why there is such a discrepancy between the districts. Mississippi this summer was working on a data linkage project linking Medicaid data to birth certificate data, which could provide perhaps more information, as that would include some economic information that could be relevant. Also, So for implications for public health, this data is not anything new. I didn't find anything new or exciting with the results, but we were able to pinpoint a few of the more specific reasons for why there might be differences in infant mortality in Mississippi. For example, with smoking rates, we see that tobacco has a really strong correlation with infant mortality. So perhaps Mississippi could look at the districts and use that information to target tobacco cessation programs in specific districts, or education level, they could try to target programs for that in whichever districts are more necessary, I suppose, instead of just having a statewide infant mortality reduction push, which is what is currently happening there. So I'd just like to thank Dr. Kirby, my advisor, for coming to my presentation, and also for all the advice he's given me, along with Dick Johnson of Mississippi Vital Statistics, who answered all of my SAS questions. And additionally, the SHARP, the Student Honorary Award for Research and Practice, and the Department of Community and Family Health at the University of South Florida for supporting me to be here today. No, that's it. Sure. Yeah, that's, so I'm sure that the rates of smoking in, say, one of the districts with a higher infant mortality is probably a stronger factor than in other districts. Smoking status varies greatly between the districts. One of the coastal districts along the coast, I believe it is District 9, has casinos, and they have a lot higher rate of tobacco use than does like District 5. So those definitely, it would definitely play. So with those, that was a thinker. We weren't really sure. I believe that significant complications during, I don't know. There were a couple of question marks we had when doing the analysis. I believe that one of the significant complications during labor and delivery was an emergency C-section, which could have an effect on whether the infant lives or dies, if it's an emergency and they don't perform the C-section, that, you know. So without that intervention, perhaps that would lead to an infant death.